The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Good morning all, Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Thursday morning, the 1st of April. There you go, 2021. We're here till 10 o'clock. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan at rte.ie. I'll say it straight up, there will be no April gags this morning because it's one of those things none of us find funny. I think we find it funny till about 6th class and then said, now we'll leave it to it. You can have that yourselves. And it's not that from we suffer from a sense of humour deficit. We just don't really go for find humour elsewhere. But it's great to have you with us. And a little overcast in Dublin this morning, but that's okay. It's been a lovely week so far. And yesterday was also beautiful. I think what they're doing with the business of funding businesses to serve food outdoors, seating and that kind of thing is a good idea. And the hospitality sector, according to RTE.ie, has sustained significant losses, as we know, because of coronavirus restrictions. And when pubs and restaurants do reopen, the emphasis will be on outdoor dining. So they have a fund, courtesy of the Minister for Tourism, Catherine Martin, along with Fáilte Ireland, announcing the establishment of a 17 million euro fund. And this is where businesses serving food can apply for funding to help pay for more outdoor seating, and then the grants would average around $4,000 for each premises, and that can cover expenses incurred since last April. And then local authorities will also be able to apply for funding to develop permanent public dining spaces in specially zoned streets in towns and cities. I think that makes a lot of sense, and the funding is a welcome development. This will help weatherproofing to allow outdoor dining all year round with parasols and windbreakers and electric heaters. And of course, you will need serious parasols and serious windbreakers and intense heating systems once we get into September, October. But nevertheless, let's not shoot it down. Let's give it a go and welcome in the summer and late spring with this idea of an outdoor existence until things get a little bit better. I was doing my ongoing paper delivery this morning to my semi-vaccinated mother and dropped them on the path. That was fine. And then I realised there was a little golden chocolate lint rabbit stuck. And I thought, God, did she leave that for me? Or then I felt, well, maybe she didn't. Maybe it's for somebody else. It's for some, maybe like a proper child as opposed to her child. I thought, oh no, so I'll ring the bell and just see. And it's kind of 7:15 in the morning, but she's an early riser. I rang the bell and I forgot that her bell is basically the French national anthem. I don't ask me why. She's one of those amazing people. Of course she has a bell. That's like, and then through the frosted glass, I see she emerges. Oh, good, she's up. Anyway, I said, listen, there's the papers. Thank you. I threw in VIP magazine. I thought you could do with some glossy Irish nonsense as well. She said, oh, brilliant, great. I said, about the rabbit. She goes, yes, did you get it? I said, are you sure it's for me? Oh, 100%. Happy Easter. I said, oh, thank God. So I went down. So the neighbour saw this creature walking along the path with a little rabbit and a bell ringing on it, like a kind of chocolate. Bring out your dad. Heading off to work for the day. But I was very grateful. It's chocolate. I mean, I like it if it's the right one. Pretty controversially, people are very angry about orange chocolate, but I tell you something, you can't go wrong with an orange twirl if you're looking for something for your cup of tea or coffee this morning. Very good. Or orange chocolate buttons are good too. Ross O'Carroll Kelly, of course, very funny. Paul Howard, the creator of it, was tweeting that his book Rock of Ages, From Boom to Zoom, always with the good titles. Always with good titles in Ross O'Carroll Kelly books, which are brilliant. Should have got off at Sydney Parade. They're always very fun. But he's got a collection of the best of his weekly newspaper columns, and they're going to be published today. And he's dedicated to his dear friends, Mary and Pat Crimmin. And he said to Mary and Pat Crimmin, as owners of Kiley's of Donnybrook, this is the pub that was such a hub for Ross O'Carroll, you were Ross O'Carroll Kelly's surrogate parents, and your pub was his home from home, his Nag's Head, his Winchester Club, his Rover's Return. But mostly, it was his muse. There are not enough words. So all I can say is thank you. It's nice giving some credit to the pub owners of the pub where so much action has taken place in the Ross O'Carroll Kelly books. But Paul Howard will be Among, I'm delighted to say, the many guests joining us on tomorrow's Late Late Show, because we have, including former Taoiseach Enda Kenny, who I don't think anyone has seen necessarily at any length, certainly on TV, for a long, long time. So he's always a very interesting person to talk to, and we'll see how he's getting on in lockdown and life post-Taoiseach, and what he has to say about the world. It'll be very interesting to talk to Enda again. And I will also tell you that Adrian Dunbar, Ted Hastings from Line of Duty, great, one of my favourite actors anyway, but also don't forget that film. I've talked about it a few times, but Hear My Song, the film about the singer Joseph Locke, is a beautiful film. Put it on your list, write it down in the back of an envelope there and find it and watch it. It's a gorgeous film. He's very proud of it. He co-wrote it. But he's going to be talking to us, obviously, about Line of Duty and other things. And Line of Duty, if you haven't seen it, I won't go on about it in the sense that I just love it so much, but it's very boring. It's like Other People's Dreams. It's very boring unless you were there. And if you haven't seen it, that's fine. But I will tell you that the RTE player has taken on board seasons 1 to 5 of Line of Duty, which will be streaming as of today. So you can start watching it from scratch. And this is very accessible. And good luck with that. And enjoy yourselves, because it's really good. The Fall is also there. Love Hate is there. Still brilliant, Love Hate. And Killing Eve and things like that. So there's lots of stuff up there. But that's brilliant. That was wise. Whoever bought that in and made that happen is a clever person. Well done. Sinead O'Connor is writing her memoir. And she tweeted to say that I'm absolutely loving recording my audiobook this week. Book comes out June 1st. I'm very excited. We're all very excited about that, because I just love Sinead O'Connor, and I think she's just a talent. But also, if we didn't have her in the country, we'd have to invent her. You know, one of those people just adds to the fabric of who we are and what we do. And she's a good soul as well. Anyway, Sinead is writing her book, and it's going to be she's obviously reading her audiobook, so that makes perfect sense, because if you're reading her book, I'd say you'd be hearing her. She's a distinctive voice too, so that's great. Your story, says a text about your mum leaving you a lint bunny on the doorstep this morning, has inspired me to leave some small chocolate bunnies around for people over the next few days, from Niamh in West Cork. It's a great idea. Give them an old wipe down, so don't bother texting in saying you'll all get COVID. We'll just simply give you the warning, wipe it down, and then leave it as a gift for somebody at the door. Eggs aren't that expensive, but the gesture is priceless. So leaving a little, isn't that right, Siobhan? Isn't it a priceless gesture when someone comes along and leaves a chocolate egg on the desks? Yeah. The thumbs are being lifted. In fact, many digits are being lifted. Orange lint is amazing, says Pat. I haven't tried it, but I'm on it. I'll get on it. I love it. Fair play to Nadia Ford, the Irish model, who would appear to have come up with a brand new Dublin-based comedy called The Lido, or The Lido, coming to RTE. And it'll revolve around an Italian-run fish and chip shop in 1980s Dublin, focusing on family relationships and rivalries in the Italian-Irish community. You can't beat a good Italian chip shop. And I meet them all around the place. I was getting a coffee on one of my days off in this coffee shop. The Hatch. And the lovely man behind me, he runs the Pan Beach Fish Shop, fish and chip shop in Chipper, I should say, in Ballybrack in Dublin, which is where Paul Howard is from. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. And he was saying, how's it going? I said, great, great. So I think, you know, the Boars is over there and such a place. And, you know, the Aprile's Chippers around the place. They just have the best. And lovely people. I always find this, the chat, CC, the central cafe as well. Great, great folks. Great sense of family when you go into those chippers as well. There's kind of generations. And then in the summertime, they might have relatives over from wherever they're from originally. So you get the real deal. And then if there's a World Cup, there's the banter about them winning or losing. And I love it. I love it. Actually, Just Eat has kind of torn the soul out of that experience. So I must remember to go in a bit more often. That's the thing. Well, post-COVID. Anyway, fair play. She's doing this comedy on chip shops. The heartwarming comedy will include themes such as immigration, equality and family law. Well, the best of luck to Nadia. Lovely person. And that's a terrific idea for comedy. Meanwhile, Belfast has been named as the host site of a global summit for young leaders in 2023. Really? Well, now, more than 2,000 young people from 190 countries will attend the summit. I think it was added at one point. And it's a great talking shop. And I don't mean that in a pejorative way. It's just young people with great ideas. And Belfast will do it, which is brilliant. Good news. Justin Trudeau will be there, Desmond Tutu, and the likes, Mary Robinson, Richard Branson, the Duchess of Sussex. Bob Geldof was at the launch and he said that Belfast had so much to tell attendees and would bring a unique perspective. And that is a good point, very good observation, as you'd expect from Mr. Geldof. The history of LGBTI plus experience and identity in Ireland is to be explored in a new year-long programme from one of my favourite institutions, the National Library of Ireland. And the programme will include a physical and online exhibition of the work of activist Christopher Robson, as well as a year-long programme of LGBTI plus online events. So keep your ears peeled for that. And I love this text from Maeve McCarthy, who says, I'm so excited. I wrote to you this time last year. Now, if you remember this time last year, this was the COVID was kicking off and we were all wondering what the hell is going on and the locusts had arrived and plague-wise. I wrote to you this time last year about being inconsolable about my only child, Fiona Barry, who went to work in Austin, Texas. Do you remember that when she was on? And it was so sad. I'm still missing her massively. But today, Fiona is receiving her first Pfizer vaccine and she also has a date for the second one. And as a result, this Irish mammy is over the moon knowing that Fiona is going to be safe. And that's from Maeve McCarthy. I remember mentioning yesterday about meeting older people. God, I met the loveliest woman yesterday in the supermarket. I spend a lot of my time in the supermarket. If you're ever looking for me, by the way, you'll find me in one of the aisles. And probably around getting fresh milk. I love fresh milk. I can't bear it after a couple of days. You're gone. Anyway, I was there and this lovely woman and we had a great conversation because actually one of her granddaughters had been a guest, as it turns out, on the Late Late Show recently. I won't go into the detail, but she was an exceptionally nice person. And it's just, these are the people who are saying, who've been kind of hidden away, but they're emerging now, vaccinated and doing the shopping again. And God, they really enrich your day and your experience. And ours as a society, as people. And I realised the more I meet older people this week, the more I miss them. And it's just gorgeous. So welcome back, welcome home. We missed you. No jokes as a text. I met my husband on April Fool's Day 20 years ago and we're still together. Michelle, good woman yourself. Do I believe you? The French regard hairdressers as an essential service. Well, that's because they've got class. We don't. Oh, feeling a Paul Costello moment coming on. No, but we have our own kind of class, let's say. Anyway, back to the comment from, I think it's AJM. Now that we seem to be copying them on outdoor dining, maybe we should copy them on this also. I firmly believe that the hairdressers and all that should be open, to be honest with you, and the nails and all, because I think that we can do it in a socially distanced way. I think we are bright enough, mature enough, and able for it. But I'm not on effort, you'll be sorry to hear. And we have to just presume that they know what they're talking about, because here we are. Adrian Dunbar, would you wished, mother of God, says a text. I can't wait. Yeah, I know we love it. The wished is the wished. I spent a lovely hour or two yesterday reading a story for children with our friend Ellen, who's, who works with us, Ellen Leonard, on the social media side of things. And Marcella, our wonderful designer, Marcella Power, made up this lovely little room with books, giant books, and rabbits and building blocks and things like that. And I read a story, a lovely story that for Easter, for kids. And we'll be putting that up online in the next couple of days. And I think you'll like it. It's about 3 or 4 minutes and you sit around and go, kind of like Jack and Ori vibe. But it was lovely, a lovely way to spend the time yesterday. So I'll keep you posted on that in due course. Dick Van Dyke is alive. This is, I always, you'd have to preface any story about Dick Van Dyke by saying, yes, he's still going. He's 95 and he's still alive. And he's as odd as his two amazingly talented dancing left feet, but in a great way. And if you look up online, you can see footage of Dick Van Dyke in a restaurant dancing or in a supermarket dancing. Because I suppose when you're 95, you think, fancy a dance? Yeah, I'm just going to dance down the supermarket aisle because I can and I want to. And it might look odd, but show me in the Constitution where it says a man or a woman can't dance down an aisle in a supermarket if they don't want. So he was heading off to do his messages or whatever he was doing in Malibu the other day. And he passes by the Malibu Community Labour Exchange. Okay, people collecting their dole or whatever it might be. And it's a non-profit organisation that helps people find day jobs in the area. That's it. People in trouble, fair enough. So he parks the car up, sees them, and started handing out dollars to people waiting in line looking for jobs. Just saying, here, I've got it. I'm 95, I'm dancing, I'm singing. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. And handing out the dough. So that's, I don't know what why that story made me kind of smile and raise an eyebrow, but I kind of liked it. That's what's happening there. Okay, Netflix have bought the sequel for Knives Out 2 and Knives Out 3. Gosh, it reminds me, I finished a book this yesterday and it was just atrocious. Absolutely desperate book. And I was thinking as I was driving in this morning, I said, how do you, well, I tell them about the book this morning. And then I thought, you know what, don't get into details about the book because somebody wrote a book and went to a lot of trouble and some other people might like it. So what I decided was I'm not going to bother telling you what it's called and you can decide for yourself if you ever see it. But it just was, it's from a guy who's written well before, but unfortunately, like us all, sometimes you just hit a tricky album and that's what happened. So that wasn't working. So I picked up, I have another one starting and I'll tell you about that next week. But in the meantime, shall we have a tune? Let's go. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of this guy, so I think we'll go here. So it's Reading and Too Hard to Handle, which is a wonderful song. My mouth was watering, says Zone Paul, our old friend, listening to you talking about the chip shops, what I'd do for a takeaway from Luigi's in Ranelagh, or a Prelay's in Portobello, or Landy's Coal Island, or to sit in Fusciardi's in Capel Street, or Genoa Cafe in Drogheda. Yes, you know them all. You're an aficionado, as you say yourself, by the way, so many of the families come from an area of Italy called Frosinone, near Monte Cassino. Wonderful place to visit, too. Take care and enjoy the chips. Swimming in vinegar. Yeah, I would. I think it's fajitas on the menu tonight, but I think there will be chips harmed in the making of this weekend as a direct result of this conversation this morning. And all thanks to Nadia Ford and her new comedy. My son in Chicago is 43 and he was able to go, 43, he was able to go online with Walgreens and book his vaccine. Yeah, it's a different story. He has his first, he's had his first and the date for his second and we're still waiting and we're in our mid-70s. That's pretty lousy. But I do want to get to this email from Sean Priestley, who writes to say, on the 1st of April, 2014, our lives were changed utterly by the passing of our beautiful daughter, Triana Priestley, who was just approaching her 16th birthday. Remember her well. You may recall you spoke with Triana's mum, Bernie, and her brother, Colm, on the Late Late Show. Her death became a huge international story because of the fact that she passed while Ed Sheeran was singing Little Bird to her in person. Remember that? And his kindness, not just then, but since, went some way briefly to distract from the utter calamity of her loss, of our loss and her loss. And we as a family are extremely grateful to him for this. I'm Trina's dad, Sean, and we have missed her all day, every day, since in the intervening period now, 7 years. However, I am writing today to ask as a special favour that you take a moment to record our thanks to her wonderful bunch of friends who were instrumental in organising the massive campaign inspired by the kindness that led to the Ed Sheeran moment that is forever etched in our hearts. Their goodness ensures, and indeed endures, as we watch them grow and progress, completing their studies, making their way as caring young women and men in the world. And the love we have experienced and continue to experience from them is legendary and deserves to be saluted publicly. And we'd be delighted if you could give them a brief shout out on this difficult day. Campaigns were nothing new to Trina. She spent her whole young life passionately campaigning for awareness around cystic fibrosis, hoping that CF would one day mean cure found. Ironically, there have been huge progresses made towards this and the advent of new drugs that are game changers in the battle to beat CF. Had these been available in 2014, I've no doubt that she'd be with us here today, healthy and kicking CF's ass, as she would say herself. Since Trina left, she has sent us six beautiful grandchildren who've helped to power us as a family through darker days and lonely nights. And we rejoice in the love they have brought as they keep her legacy alive. I have a journal I keep with Trina, and we have had many, many conversations over the years in which I try to keep her up to date on stuff that has happened since she left. And a lot of things have happened since we last spoke, not least in the lives of all of her special friends who so deserve to be thanked publicly and acknowledged to be the wonderful young people that they are. So thank you for taking the time to read us. Yours, Sean Priestley. And it's an important day, and I know it's an important charity, and the thought of the road you've had to travel as a family is heartbreaking, but we wish you well this morning, Sean, and we're only too happy to
remember Trina today, and thank you so much for the thoughtful email that you sent us today. We wish you and the family well. Mind yourselves, and hopefully we meet soon.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
We'll be celebrating the Pet Fix Club online shop for pet lovers that was created by a team of trusted animals. A team of trusted animals. They were all sitting around, a giraffe, a porcupine, a hedgehog, going, you know what we must do? A little quiz on the radio. No, what I meant to say was a team of trusted animal experts. That's the one. Including vet Pete Wedderburn. So PetFix gives you all the pet advice you need, and we're giving away a Samsung Galaxy A7 tablet and amazing PetFix Club prizes to win every day. We'll do that in a few minutes' time. You can head to petfixshop.ie. Liam in Galway says, I'm having a bad run of books recently. Hey, Dad. Three authors whose work I've read and enjoyed many times have deeply disappointed me to the point that I won't even donate them to a charity shop because I don't want to inflict the pain on others. Oh, boy. Are publishers, asked Liam, accepting substandard work from established authors because of a COVID-19 driven demand? Just a thought. Well, that's on foot of me saying that I read an absolute howler of a book that I finished up yesterday. And I'll put the quest out there and publishers can get back and say, yeah, they're there or not. Morelli's Thomas Street Takeaway, beautiful, treat yourself. Okay, thank you. And I just remembered a friend of mine, dad's called Joe, says Angela. He drove for Taylor Keith's, as in TK, I presume, the lemonade. Great. Delivered to all the chippers you've mentioned. And he was invited to a lot of Italian weddings. His wife was my godmother. So thank you for that memory. That's nice to hear. Funny, the things that can strike a chord in the memories. 51551 is the text number. Yeah, that's great, isn't it? The last Shadow Puppets. I was telling the lads about it for years, and eventually they came around. all I remember is that they were telling me that it was one of the best gigs they ever saw in the Olympia. And the only bit of the story I remember is that before the gig, the music playing overhead included Let Him In by Paul McCartney, you know? And he said, and I thought, well, you see, I was telling you that. Anyway, that song and songs like that they do make them, for me, if I was part of the James Bond world, I'd say they'd be great Bond theme tune candidates because they're kind of today and they've got the sound, they've got a kind of retro sound to them. It's terrific. Ryan, what happened to your 50-page rule on the book you read that was so bad? That's a great question. I feel very hypocritical now, I must say. I'll tell you what it was. The book that I was reading, God damn it, I'm really giving it more credit than it ever deserved without having mentioned it. I was enjoying it for a while, and also it's quite short, so I said, damn it, I'm going to get to the end of it. And here's what I fall foul of. So I broke my own rule. You're dead right. If it was a dense book, if it was a dense book that was going on for 400 pages and I got to 50 and I thought, oh, I'm gone, I'll throw it away. But because it was so short, when you get to 50 or say 100, there's only another couple of hundred, and you know, big print, it was just short of pictures to color in there, let's face it. But I just said, no, I'm here now. I'm this far. What was it, Macbeth? You're so far into it, you might as well get rid of him. So I did. That's what happened to my 50-page rule. How well you spotted that. You're smart, damn you. This doesn't make you hungry. Marion says, best Friday night treat my late husband and myself always had was after a Leinster match in Donnybrook. We stop off at Libero's in Dean's Grange for our favourite cotton chips in this world. We used to bring two tea towels and salt to sit on our laps and savour the smell and mouthfuls of deliciousness. Happy memories. Marion, you're making us all starving. Gotta go. Claire Burns, Shea Burns coming up next. He's gone on his holidays. Claire Burns is standing by. Be sure to stay tuned for her. And we'll see you tomorrow between 9 and 10. Have a great day.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.